it's all about the money in Washington. Unfortunately, they're headed in the wrong direction. What will 2012 look like? We check in on what's happening with the Republicans and the rest in the beginning of America tonight as we start out this week, this hour, taking your pulse and telling you the latest in some of the polls that I've looked at. I went through about 15 polls over the weekend. I mean, all kinds of polls, from the left of left to the right of right, and as I'm fond of saying, to those in between, the all-important independent, which way are they going to swing? And that is actually the millionaire or the million-dollar question. And speaking of the million-dollar question, it is the millionaires that the president says he's going after. Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, agrees with his boss and talked about the seriousness of the deficit. It was short and sweet, but here's Tim.
It is a modest change in revenues, and if you do it sensibly through tax reform that strengthens investment incentives, you'll make growth in the United States stronger, you'll make people more confident in the future, more likely to invest here.
Confident in the future. Do you feel confident in the future right now on a scale of 1 to 10? All sarcasm aside, and being sincere about the possibility of achieving the American dream, what do you think? 1 to 10. I'm going to say, and I am an optimistic person. I'm a glasses half full person. But I'm going to say I give it a 5. I give it a 5 right now. I think it's very scary, the times that we're living in. And it's not just rhetoric. It's not talk show fodder. It's conversations with all kinds of different people, with all kinds of different backgrounds, who truly are scared to death for very, very good reason with what we're seeing happening in all kinds of sectors, basically, of our life. So the tax is going up, local taxes for people who pay state. Seeing that grocery prices have not eased, they've only gone up. Notice this. It used to be, because it's so tough in the newspaper business to get people now to buy the actual physical paper, more people who are online types might subscribe to, let's say, the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal. You know, pick your flavor, whatever it is, than actually get the paper. But the push was always, but if you get the Sunday paper, there's $70 worth of coupons in the paper. You know, so you'd have this value to go to the grocery store. I want to tell you, it's not $70 anymore. It's like $10. You can't even find any good ones. Now, I know there's somebody out there that practically makes their living doing that. You know, they show those women that have alphabetized all of the clippings they've done, and they basically can figure out a way to feed their family on $10. More power to them, because they are the rare exception. And that's an example of what's happened with the food prices, etc. So now attracting other business, attracting, courting business to the United States is also a very, as Geithner was saying there, he's trying to paint a rosy picture, but it's a heavy, heavy proposition. I mean, we look at what's happening in Greece, and this is a stark reminder as what could be happening in the United States. Granted, much different country, much smaller. But what would it mean to us if Greece defaults? You look at the dominoes that would fall, and you're looking at Italy, you're looking at Spain, and Greek leaders are struggling. Why do you care about Greece? Well, because it's a place you want to go at some point. Well, you better get there soon, because who knows what's going to be left. They're burning it down. Greek leaders are struggling. They're trying to figure out budget cuts. Oh, that sounds familiar. Layoffs, new taxes, because they have to get to the next round of bailout money from the European friends or partners, the partners, and they are in the middle of a horrible recession. So that's cut tax collections down, and it's caused Greece to sink even deeper into the black hole called the deficit. And we are right there with them. We are right there in that black hole. So if Greek and European officials can agree on whatever the measures are they need to take, the bailout, oh, I hate that word, the bailout plans would have to still get votes in 17 separate European parliaments. Can you imagine? Just last week, the Austrian parliament failed to set a timetable for a vote that sent European and our markets lower. Imagine what happens on the Greek debt. They're talking about whether or not there's going to be a default. 100% chance of a default has been talked about. And then that means the debt of other economies, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Spain, definitely in trouble. So you've got investors, don't you love this? Trading and credit default swaps are placing the chance of a default in those countries. They're going to make money on their backs of this stuff between 28% to 66%. And in Greece, that 100% chance of default that I was talking about, same thing. The default swaps are bets on whether there's going to be a default on it is 100%. Wow. So a few people might be able to make some money on those swaps, but that's it. This is serious, serious stuff, and very few people are paying attention to it. But I think you got to pay attention to what's happening in Greece, because so goes Greece, so goes the rest of Europe, perhaps. And then look out here in the United States, and we're wrestling with so many things when it comes to our own deficit, including the ridiculousness of this super committee, just time-wasting, because there's other things they could be doing. They're not going to come up with a way to cut $1.5 trillion. They're going to end up going to the automatic trigger. And then what does that mean? What gets lopped off? It's scaring the Pentagon to death, because they're worried that so much is going to get cut that it's going to affect the veterans. And I don't think that the chosen ones on the Republican side and on the Democratic side are going to be able to come to any kind of an agreement. So the president says tax the rich. What do you say? Is that going to solve the problem? And oh, by the way, some of the so-called loopholes that will be shut will affect really the middle class as well. Ooh, time to run for cover. We're heading to the mail next. Let me give you the digits. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So many of you send me your thoughts. I always say you want to vent. The place to do it is go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and shoot me your thoughts. And I'll probably read it on the air or get back to you, I promise. Whatever it is, whether it's politics, sports that we're talking about, or anything else that we're mixing into this overnight highway. So, there is something that a few of you sent me and something that I was made aware of last week, actually, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, let's actually get to opening the mail. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I feel like hearing that again. Can I hear that one
more? You have mail, mistress.
So few men do what I ask, but I love it to have any man, even if it's just an electronic recording, to do what I say. So.
Yeah, baby!
I know, I can't help myself sometimes, I'm sorry. Bad Kate. Okay, here's one that I got from a few people, one from Danny and one from Paul. And both of them in different ways asked me, well, here's what Paul said. Paul said, Kate, did you read this crap about the fan that has to pay $675,000 for downloading music? Does that seem ridiculous to you? Has the pendulum swung too far in the opposite direction when technology is actually screwing the fan who just wants to listen to the music? Yeah, you know what? You got to be careful. That all those warnings about the illegal downloads and whatnot, they're taking this stuff seriously right now. So it happened a couple of years ago, I think is what you're talking about. That was the number. It was $675,000. And a Boston jury actually downgraded the ruling against Joel Tenenbaum, was the guy's name, for downloading the music files. And they downgraded the amount. This is a pretty good cut, too, from the amount I just said, right? So you're almost up to 700,000, down to 67,000 and change, because here's what they said. I love this. They said that the penalty was unconstitutionally excessive. So now you have an appeals court that has ruled that I'm not so sure. So they heard pleas for leniency and on this Tenenbaum. And then there was more filings from the Record Industry of America. It's called the RIAA, actually, so the Recording Industry Association of America, because they're the other side, of course. And they're looking at the ruling, and they decided he had to pay, that he ought to pay. And so they're saying this is liability, and it's in favor of the plaintiffs. So they reinstated the $675,000 judgment against Tenenbaum. So check it out. So who is this guy? Who is this mystery Tenenbaum? Well, he's 28 years old. He's a graduate student. He's getting a physics PhD at Boston University. I hope that he has a benefactor somewhere. Maybe there's a silver spoon tucked away in his underwear drawer. Somebody's got to help him, right? Because his lawyers say that copyright laws and the Digital Theft Deterrence Act weren't supposed to target consumers, that it was recording scumbags, you know, recording industry people, in my shortened version using that word, of sharing a song. That's who it was supposed to go after. But apparently not. Anybody who downloads it. And he must have, from what I read, he was excessively downloading a bunch of stuff. And, boy, this guy better hope. He better hope that this Copyright Act is actually being applied. Because that could save him. Because now we're talking about constitutionality. And, you know, do they have the power to reduce damages in a copyright trial and all of that and da, 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 da. So that's huge. That hangs in the balance. You better hurry up and get that degree and get a huge job somewhere to pay for that fine. Oh, would that be just devastating? Where would you come up with that money? Knock, knock, Bank of America. Can I borrow some money from you? Ooh. All right, let's go to some other emails. This one comes to us from our pal Jake in Austin. He emails the show frequently. He keeps swearing he's going to call the show, but so far that has not happened. But here's what Jake says, and I think he points out something pretty good, something that was actually published in the New York Times some time ago. And what the article is about, and he sent me a link to it, it talks about, and he asked me, he says, Kate, ?? That's all it says, Kate, ?? So I'm going to set this up for you. This New York Times article, the two people that did the reporting, Christopher Drew and Mike McIntyre, just dug up some interesting facts, that when Barack Obama became a senator, he bought $50,000 worth of stock in two companies, and the company's major investors were some of his biggest political donors. One company was a biotech firm that was developing a drug to treat avian flu. In 2005, 2 weeks after buying 5,000 shares, he pushed, Obama did, for more federal spending to battle that disease. Then, and this is all financial disclosure stuff, right? Also, he bought 50,000 in stock in a satellite communications business. The principals in that company were four friends and donors who raised 150,000 for his political committees. So, of course, once he got the nomination in 2008 and all that, they say he didn't know that he had invested in either company. When he learned of it, he decided to sell the stocks, and he took a loss of $13,000, and the broker bought the stocks without consulting with the senator under the terms of what they call a blind trust that was set up for him, but wasn't finalized until months after the investments were made. So once again, another blunder comes to light. And when he thought that he had this blind thing in place, when he realized he didn't, he terminated the trust and sold the stocks. But here we go again with a very questionable, more than questionable situation. Of course, going back to when he was a senator, there is the perception, and you can't get away from this, that he benefited from the politics. Then there you go with the private interest or the, you know, private companies. And then there's the public side. So the private and the public side, the yin and the yang of being in that position. And I think the stock purchases should certainly raise some eyebrows about how he could invest into obscure companies, but yet the backers happen to be generous contributors to his political committees, right? So how is that? One of the guys, one of the businessmen that they're looking into, the FBI, also contributed to Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Remember? That was the group that took down John Kerry when he was running in 2004. See, you just have to dig a little bit and you find a few things that are very questionable, and these are very questionable. So this is the problem that we keep coming back to with this administration, is the transparency issue, the transparency issue again and again. So your question marks are well-founded. It's, again, just another example. Still, this happened when he was a senator. You could throw up the blind trust thing, and that's what's going to happen there. So there's no card to really play here other than there's some juicy headlines. That's it. That's it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we have another version of We Can Count. Oh, we got some good stuff for you, too, on We Can Count. Wait to hear some of it, including the liquid manure that jammed up traffic. Boy, what a stinky situation.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457. 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
We have a couple of really quick weekend counts at the top here. How about Dolores Hope, who lived to be 102 years old? Isn't that something, 102? Before we jump back on the air, I was talking to Matt Johnson, off the air, who is not yet 30, about would he like to live to be 102? And you know what his answer was? Yes and no. I think it's a good one. Because it depends on your circumstance. Do you have family around? Are you feeling okay? There are some people who have long lifelines and they live pretty, they're pretty healthy to the end. Now that's a good way to go. However you go, healthy to the end is, I think, the way you want. So she lived a very long and happy life filled with children and grandchildren and great memories and, of course, the life that she shared with Bob Hope and some of the places that they used to go and travel to and all the things he did in Hollywood that she became part of. A lot of the Hollywood people apparently really, really liked her. All right, here's another quick one. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews on Friday morning in our usually our fourth hour, the beginning of our fourth hour. And The Lion King 3D was number one at the box office last week. You know how much the haul was? $30.2 million. $30.2 million. The Lion King strikes a chord again. Still big on Broadway. The original Lion King was huge. Now 3D. See, isn't that a great thing? If you were the owner of a studio, as the technology advances, you can just wrap it up in something different. So you take popular movies, especially kids' movies, because that's the 3D crowd, and slap 3D on it, and voila, you're making millions more, right? All right, let's tell you about something else. How about Mariano Rivera, who recorded his 602nd save, 602 saves. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, he's been a Yankee forever and a day. He's like Methuselah. He could be the father of some of the people on his Yankees team. So he pitches a perfect ninth inning, and, you know, he's known for his cut fastball. In the Yankees 6-4 win over the Twins on Monday. How about that? So now he's in the history books. I mean, he is the guy when it comes to closing. You almost think, what do the Yankees do? What's it going to be like for any Yankee fans when they show up the day Rivera is not the closer, because it's just so automatic, right? Boom. So what a year for the Yankees as far as history. Derek Jeter got his 3,000th hit, and then of course you have the situation with Rivera. I'm not a Yankees fan, but that's a big chunk of history there. Rivera, by the way, is 41 years old, so he had been tied with Trevor Hoffman when he hit 601, then he hit 602, and that puts him over the top. Wow. I mean, I just think that is a very big, big number. And when he comes in, because here's the thing, when baseball players come into the game, all of them, they have some kind of customary song. And his song is Enter Sandman from Metallica. How about that? All right, we continue here on We Can Count. And we certainly can, and there are a lot of numbers, as I like to say, in the world that shape our world, right? And you can see, because we've veered off in a couple of different things, the death of Mrs. Hope, the Lion King, and the money that the Lion King hauled in 3D, Rivera with his 602 saves, and then we move on to... sadly, this one, the sad note, but it's a big story, and we have to give you the follow-up on it. And 10 people now officially have died from injuries in the Reno air crash. And I think it brings up the question of the whole safety thing with air shows, and I'm an air show fan. And the real safety thing is you have these World War II planes. This was a P-51 Mustang fighter plane that crashed and sprayed shrapnel basically everywhere. So you had the spectators that were wounded. Certainly 10 dead is terrible. They were in a VIP box, and that's where it hit right down in front of them right there. And it was an out-of-control kind of scene, where so many people were at the hospital and they were taking shrapnel out of so many different people. And you've got others who are in critical condition, too. By the way, three others still in critical condition. So the air show, I think, brings up a couple of things with the safety deal. Remember, it's like these airplanes are like hot rods to the pilots. So they do things to them to make them more aerodynamic because the planes were heavier then. And that's the question. Heavier then. World War II planes. I think what they need to do is not have those planes that have had so much wear and tear and been fixed over and over again. How many landings have they had? Landings and takeoffs and all that sort of stuff. I think the answer is to not have those planes. At some point, they have to say, you can't have this vintage plane because it's too dangerous with what you're trying to do with it, making it go 500 miles an hour and with all these maneuvers and everything else. So that is probably the answer. Not so much, okay, so forget air shows. We're done with air shows because we've had some freak accidents and they're horrific when they happen. Maybe that's not the thing. Maybe the thing is the planes. That it can only be an aircraft that's so old and has had, with the logs and everything, has had so much of a run. Because, you know, it's that whole stress thing. You don't even know on some of the joints. Here they think it was the tail And who knows, the pilot, it looks like, might have lost consciousness because there somebody had a video where you couldn't even see him in the cockpit. So with the G's that he was taking on, that might have been what happened. They're still really trying to piece all of that together. But how awful for those people that just happen to be there excited to go and see this air show and end up in the wrong situation. You know, it didn't explode into a fireball, so that happens at a lot of these shows when something terrible goes wrong. It's usually that. There have been other examples that we could go through where a plane has gone down at an air show, but it turns into a fireball, and a lot of times it doesn't even go anywhere as far as hitting the spectators. It's just the pilot is usually killed. So the NTSB, of course, is investigating it, and they're now saying, look, it could have been far worse. It's terrible. And you had people that lost limbs. You had people that have severe facial wounds. There are people with broken bones. The lucky ones got away with nothing, and others got away with just a few scratches. So 62 minutes it took to get all the injured to the hospitals. So that's about, somebody broke it down for me, about give or take one each minute. They were able to do that one each minute. Oh, that's terrible. What if you're the person running this air show? How does he feel? Terrible is the answer. And all they can do is treat the people and hope for the best and the others that are in the critical condition. But, boy, that's awful. All right, let's end on a high note here on America Tonight, since we just told you some brutal things. The Emmys aired on Sunday night. I didn't see them. I was stuck in an airplane. I bet some of you were watching football instead, or perhaps reading or doing something else. Maybe you were listening to the radio station that I'm on right now. But the Nielsen ratings, 12.4 million people tuned in to watch the Emmys. I think that's kind of a big crowd. If they can, you know, they have the people meters and everything else, that seems pretty big to me. 12.4 million. That's more than listen to the president when he takes over the airwaves. So, go figure, huh? All right, I'm going to give you one more. This is just too good. Struggling to sell a house or struggling to sell a unit in a condo, what do you do if you're in that situation? One woman came up with a great idea in Glenville, Illinois. She is selling as an incentive. She's giving $1,000 worth of food and drink at a place across the street from the unit she's trying to sell called Grandpa's Place. It's a bar. So whoever buys the house, they also, it's about, Glenview is a suburb of Chicago. It's about 18 miles north of the city. So you would get to go and hang in the neighborhood bar. $1,000 worth of food and drink. I'm sure the restaurant likes that, right? And it's right there. It's within walking distance, basically across the street. The family put their house on the market in June, and it's a townhouse, but they're having a hard time selling it. They dropped, but check out the price. You ready for this? In Chicago, 18 miles from the city, right? They dropped the price, $25,000. The house, you know what it's listed at? Ready for this? You ready for this in Kentucky? Ready to hear this price? $450,000. Three-bedroom townhouse. Oh, yikes.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
In the hands of Cadillac Williams, it might be a free ball and picked up. It's a backwards pass. Michael Foley has picked it up, and he's going all the way for a touchdown.
Manning back to throw. Looks end zone on the post for Dominic Dixon. Follows the ball, and then makes the catch for the touchdown. Dominic Dixon juggled it as he went to the ground. He beats Craig Dahl, and the Giants have themselves a 20-6 lead with 21 seconds left in the second quarter.
Black Betty, spam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty, spam a lamb, Black Betty had a child, spam a lamb, the damn thing gone.
Ah, Monday Night Football, a little sports shorts for you. We got to mix this in here on America Tonight. We can't leave you hanging without that, because I know some of you probably were kicking back and watching the game, right? And if you didn't see the game, then you didn't miss anything great. There was a lot of mistakes that were made by the Rams, a lot of stupid penalties that were very, very costly, and the Giants were able to take advantage. So in the end, the Giants, it wasn't pretty, but the Giants were able to come up with a win, because that's what, in the end, you gotta get the win, right? It doesn't matter. It's like you can have all the stats in the world, and all the glory, but if you don't have the win, you're going nowhere, and you're not marching closer to the playoffs. And so in a tight NFC East, they needed to pick up, the Giants needed to pick up this one, and sure enough, they did, ending the season, or ending the week two in the NFL. 28-16 was the final score, and wow. Rams, they got to be kicking themselves over that performance, because they blew it. There are a lot of people that are injured in the NFL. It's like the MASH unit. This is something that we talked about, that they're heading into the season. There was concerns about injuries, but who knew how many quarterbacks were really going to go down? Michael Vick, his status is uncertain. He went down against the Atlanta Falcons with a concussion. Good chance he might not be back. How about Tony Romo? He's got a punctured lung after the heroics and digging deep to pull out the win over San Francisco. They do in overtime, but he's got this punctured lung. Peyton Manning for the Colts. Still, who knows what happens with him? There's rumors that he's heading to Europe to try to have some surgery done because of his type of neck injury. And then there are a bunch of other players who also equally went down with injuries. And so now you wonder what the bad mojo is here. Is it partially because not a lot of time to get ready, missing some mini camps and whatnot that they normally would have been a part of, even if they were in, let's say, decent shape, right? What do you think, Matt? You watched the NFL this weekend. There were some interesting games. It was seat of your pants. It really was seat of your pants football, by the way, which made it exciting if you were able to watch some of the games. But yeah, I think it's pretty scary that you have some of these top players, especially when your signal caller is down and you're not quite sure whether it's a lung or a concussion or a neck injury. They can all be pretty serious and can be a bunch of games.
The one thing I'd have to say about the first 2 weeks of the season so far is there has not been a lot of defense.
It seems
like there has been tons of scoring, whether it be close games but still high scores or just complete blowouts. Like, what was it, the Chiefs getting blown out by the Lions, like 48-3. And you had week one, the Saints and the Packers, each scoring high 30s. So, like, it seems like a lot of games, there's tons of scoring going on. Not a lot of defense, so I don't know if that's a product of not having a lot of workouts or what it is, but there's just been tons of scoring so far, and it's been exciting, and it seems like there have been a lot of close games, a lot of down-to-the-wire, especially the later games, too, which works out for the networks, especially. They're loving it because it seems like most of the close games have been the later primetime games.
Yeah, I mentioned the Dallas game. That was overtime. Can you believe it? They won that 27-24. You had the Denver game. They beat Cincinnati 24-21. How about this? We'll back it up. At FedEx Field in Washington, the Redskins beat Arizona by a point, 22-21. So that was edge of your seat stuff. No question about that. Atlanta and Philadelphia, that was the Sunday night game, and that was our game of the week, by the way. Nobody nailed the score, but the Falcons nailed Philly 35-31. And, of course, you see the Giants game was, I think, very lackluster. But there was some – he's right. There were some tight games in here where you weren't really sure what was going to happen. As much as there were a few laughers, there were certainly some that were pretty close. Green Bay – you know, they ended up, that was an earlier kick, but Green Bay ends up beating Carolina 30-23. But Newton, once again, was crazy with the stats. 432 yards, completes 28-46. They don't get the win, though. So close. He could almost taste it, but yet Carolina with their second loss. And how about Buffalo over Oakland? That same thing. That was another tight game, 38-35. So it's tough. Is there something about they're not playing defense? You know, what is it? What's going on here in what we're seeing in the NFL? Or is it, as predicted, not going to be the best primetime show that we've ever seen? Like in the past, there seems to be a problem here, and maybe it's with the reps, the practices. Yes, they had the camps, but everything was so forced and hurried. It was a little bit different than what would traditionally be happening heading into camp, for example. And it didn't happen this time around. So, all right, I gotta veer off of sports here in a second because I want to make sure that I squeeze this in. Except for one thing, you know, the NCAA, which I have no time for some of the nonsense with the mafia version of the rulers, ultimately, of college football. They're accusing South Carolina athletes of getting $55,000 worth of benefits and recruiting inducements for getting reduced hotel rates and their involvement with a Delaware mentoring organization. So the NCAA sent the university president the letter of the allegations on Monday, and they're requesting a response by December 14th. So a football coach, Steve Spurrier, has to be concerned because he was among those asked to meet with the committee on the infractions in L.A. in February. The track coach also asked to come to that meeting. Spurrier doesn't want to talk to anyone about it. They've been investigating South Carolina since the summer of 2010. And specifically, they pointed to a former tight end, Wesley Saunders, about maybe a contact with agents during a trip to Miami. Oh, my, oh, my. Or getting a hotel at a reduced rate. Quickly, I'll finish this one. They say 10 football players stayed at the hotel at a rate of $14.95 or 59 cents a day. And two of the members of the women's track team lived there $14.16 per day. And those rates weren't available to the public and gave the athletes the benefits worth $47,000. $47,000. It's ridiculous. They want these athletes to be superstars, and they build their programs on the back of the athletes. And then they scream and cry and get all upset, the NCAA, when they don't like the way it turns out. Sorry, you can't have it both ways. Speaking of not having it both ways, I'm going to finish on this note because maybe you'll get a giggle out of this. You know, with the whole donating sperm thing for money, there is a sperm bank called Cryos International. It's one of the biggest sperm banks. And they're saying they don't want any redheads. That redheads shouldn't, you know, don't bother coming in because we don't need you. Because of the demand for redheads might be, is still high in Ireland, but not enough at this cryosperm bank to continue to accept them. They have 140,000 rather, doses of sperm from redheads. And they say that's enough. They're not going to take any more. For now, until the demand for redheads goes up, right? So they're looking for, do you love this? They're trolling for people with brown eyes and people with high IQs. Wow, in the harvest process, how much are they getting for the use of the sperm? Wow, no redheads. If you've got blonde hair, if you've got jet black hair, that's okay. We'll accept it.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!